Don't you? Nothing like the grace of God. There's nothing like receiving the grace of God. Did you take your trip to Calvary today?
Yes, sir.
Hard to go into the presence of the Lord without first recognizing, you know, you've got your faults and failures, but praise God, there's a God that knew that, and that took care of it. And there's a way of escape. You don't have to stay bound by the enemy. You've got a power over him in every case, every place, everywhere. I'm happy to be a Christian today.
Yes.
Amen. I pray you are the same. Let's open up our Bibles tonight. Joel chapter 2. Kind of towards the end of the Old Testament. Joel chapter 2. Before I forget, remember we're having services in May on Friday night this week and Saturday evening. Friday will be at 7:30 and Saturday at 5:30. We'll be at the Nay Hall right there. If you need directions of getting there, just let anyone know. I don't know. I think most of us know how to get there, so I just ask about anybody in church. If you're going north on Defiance, before you get to May, just take a left. It's only one building. I think we can find them.
Mom,
oh, she's a nurse? Okay. Yeah, I've been praying for them for sure. I'm going to take care of Caden quite a bit, and I'm sure it's rough on the little guys. So. Remember, too, we'll be leaving the next weekend, not this weekend, but the following. Me and my wife to go see family, and Brother Alexander will be preaching for the 21st, and I hope he's back by the 24th, but if not, Brother Alexander will be preaching that service as well. So, I wanted to announce that because I keep forgetting, but I invite anyone you want out on Friday, Saturday. It's not, you know, I don't want to, I think Brother Craig's having meetings too, so if you were going to those, we're not in any kind of competition by any means, or brothers, but you just go where you feel led to, but if you ain't going nowhere else, we'd love to have you out, and believe God's still moving. I do, and I'll explain that a little bit more tonight, but I think he's still moving, and he'll be moving until we're gone, and then he'll be moving in a new way.
Amen.
A new place where we'll never have to change again. Joel 2, go to 23. Appreciate you, your patience there. Let's read the word now. Be glad there, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palm worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that he hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. My people shall never be ashamed. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my spirit. Out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great in the terrible day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. I'd like to preach, we've been going back to the original. And the original has returned. I'd like to speak tonight on let the latter rain fall.
Amen.
Let the latter rain fall.
Amen.
Our heads together tonight. If you have a need you'd like to lift up to the Lord with a raised hand, say, Father, you know what's behind this hand in my heart, and I believe you'll supply my needs tonight. God bless each one. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come first asking you, Lord, to forgive us, Lord, of where we've fallen short, what we've done wrong, Lord. We didn't mean to as Christians. We're in love with you, Lord. And when we make mistakes, Lord, it hurts our hearts knowing it hurts yours, Father. So we come with the blood of Jesus Christ over our souls. Say, Lord, forgive us once again. Try us, Lord. Make us just like you. Whatever temptations or trials have to come our way, Lord, we welcome them into our lives that Christ might be formed in us. Lord, and as you come here tonight, we know that two or three would gather together in your name, you'd be here, and we believe that, Lord. May you come and take our minds and purify it from everything else, that we could hear the Word of God and hear what you have to say to us tonight. Forgive us, Lord. Wash us from our iniquities. Take our minds out of the realms of reasoning and bring us into that realm of faith where all things are possible. You, Lord, that know the needs of every heart here, I pray you'd speak through my lips the words that would provide that need to every person, and that everyone in here might be saved, sanctified, and full of the joy of the Lord. Heal each sick one as well, we pray. Be with those that couldn't be here tonight that wanted to. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and believe together. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let me take a drink before I get started here. My mouth's starting to clam up on me a little bit. I hope I didn't mean to, I didn't mean to scare you with that title by any means. You know, we've got a lot of interpretations for these kind of things. I begin to realize that a lot of people have really run off on certain quotes or certain scriptures and never taken time to settle down and let the Holy Spirit show you if it's really the Word or not. And I believe that's where we get pretty much every denomination there's ever been, every little move, every little ism that's come up is because a man received an inspiration. You know, I don't believe it's just haphazard. I believe men get inspired of things. If it's just a man without inspiration doesn't get anywhere. It's a man that's inspired that moves things, that gets stuff done. Hitler, for instance, was a very inspired man. He wasn't inspired by the Spirit of God by any means, but he was inspired by a very persuasive spirit, by a spirit that took the control of an entire nation to send the world into war. You can't do that as just a mortal man. There's got to be an inspiration behind that. And that was from the devil. And if the devil can inspire one man to do something like that, how much more can God inspire one of his servants to do so much greater? Amen. And we're here in the last days. I think we all believe that. We've been hammering on it time and time again. The Lord doesn't let us get away from that, because the second you think that you've got all kinds of time, that's just the time you run out of time. If you're putting off till tomorrow what you need to do today, you're already backslid. We'll put it right there. If there's something you need to take care of, even you're sitting right here in the service, you don't need to wait for an altar call. You can have an altar call right there in your chair and say, Lord, you know my heart. I'm sorry I did that. I'm trying to hear the Word of God and I can't because I'm condemned and I feel this black shadow over me, but I believe you tonight that you forgive me. The blood's here and I'm ready to receive.
Amen.
God's ready to deliver.
Yep. Amen.
Talking about deliverance as well, if you read the very first thing we read there, it says, be glad then. Seems to be something missing in the Christian church when all I see is a bunch of sad faces all the time. When it's just such a struggle. Tell you what, we made it to church, but whew, we just made it. Devil's been after me. You met those people. That's all they ever testify is about all the devil ever did. If we're going to testify, I'm here to talk about what God did. I ain't got no time to waste talking about the devil and all his tricks. All I've got to say, I don't care if the devil put me through the ringer 10 years. If God delivered me in 5 seconds, I'm going to praise the Lord for that 5 seconds.
Amen.
Because I don't... Why did God give me a voice? It wasn't to praise the devil. It was to praise Him.
Amen.
And there's actually benefits in praising the Lord. There ain't no benefit in praising the devil. He'll act like he'll give you something, but like we talked before, he'll just pull the rug right underneath of you. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. And if you know any typology in the Bible, you see the word Zion, it speaks of the bride of Jesus Christ. And so you first have to identify, before we get to these promises, where you are in the picture. Be ye therefore. So this was talking to the bride. Ye children of Zion. Not anyone else now. Not anyone else. These promises aren't to the rest of the world. And that's if we approach the Word of God that way, we'll be very disappointed. We'll say, well, what about this person? What about that one? What about this good man down here and this one over here? Look, God knows the hearts of men. You and I do not.
Right.
I might think a guy's a pretty good fellow, but really, if you break it down to his heart, he might be pretty selfish. He might have a lot of money, but he might give it away just because it makes him feel good. Or he's using, you say, where do you get that? The rich young ruler is that kind of a man. He's a good boy. Jesus came to him and he said, he asked Jesus, he said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus called him out right away. He says, why you call me good? There's only one good, that's God. And most people think that that's Jesus saying he ain't God. No, what it is showing that the rich young ruler didn't know he was God. Says, why you call me good? You think I'm just a man? Oh, you can't pull one on Jesus now. He knows. He knows if you believe or not. I pray you come and believe. If you come in doubt, you come in frustration, you're not going to hear the voice of God. You're going to hear the voice of the devil. That's the truth anyhow, I'm telling you. It's not humble to come in and hold your head down and say, well, I'm just no good. No, it's faith to get up and say, I know it ain't no good, but praise God there was grace for me. And I received it. And I'm not here to give glory to the devil. I'm here to praise the Lord for what He's done. What He's doing and what He will do. Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. Not rejoice in just anything. Rejoice in the Lord. In the beauty of holiness. When you follow the Word of God, that's the time to rejoice. If you find yourself going the wrong way, that ain't the time to rejoice. That's the time to mourn. And get back into the King's highway. Then you can rejoice. I pray that's all it takes. I hope that's okay. I feel like we kind of feel like we have to do penance around here or something. You don't. That's no such thing as that.
Yes, sir.
There's no such thing as getting good enough that God accepts you.
Nope.
There's no thing as getting back, you know, earning the rewards of God back when you're on this. No, man, it's the blood of Christ that gives us any of this. And you have to have the same faith you got saved with is what keeps you saved.
Amen.
It's faith. It's the seed.
Right.
It's that original that we're talking about. What was given before the foundation of the world that was in God, what was that seed that is now in you, which was a gift.
Amen.
Right.
You didn't ask for it. Praise God, He gave it to me.
Amen.
Some people hear these things and it doesn't strike. Why? They don't have anything in them to receive the Word of God. How happy we should be.
Amen.
When we hear the Word, it's something on the inside.
Amen.
Not something that's just a thought or it's just a good idea. Something on the inside says, that's right.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
I believe this. And you know how you struggled when you started off and you're trying to find things and you're pulling away the scales of your life, trying to get down into your soul because you dwelt in emotion so long you can't find who you really are.
Amen.
And when the Spirit comes, He knows how to pull that last layer off, don't He?
Amen.
The one you can't seem to pull apart. He can open it up and show you the revelation.
Yes, right.
You're my son.
Amen.
You're my daughter.
All right.
You're a child of Zion. That's right. You've got to have that revelation to you now. Not just to the bride, not to just the message of the hour as a whole. I'm talking about you as the individual has to be able to look at this Word and say, be glad then. And you say, yes, that's for me.
Yep.
Yes.
I don't need to. I don't feel like putting on a smile. It don't matter. The Word of God told me to.
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
Right.
What did Paul say? Rejoice. And I say again, because you're going to have a hard time with this. I'm going to say this again. Rejoice.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
A man beaten more than we've ever been beaten. In prison often.
Right.
Out on the sea for a whole night. He comes back and says, guys, look, rejoice.
Yeah.
And I say again. Rejoice.
Amen.
He said, well, he didn't fight with the struggles I did. Paul, you poor excuse for a Christian. If the Holy Ghost can whip devils then, He can still whip them today.
Amen. Amen.
Now, we've talked about the field's already been planted, and I don't want to delve through that again, but I believe that when the message of the hour was on the scene and the 15 years of revival that the world was under was that time of the former rain of a planting season that God was bringing forth another crop, the same that He had in the beginning. It's not a new crop. Listen to me now. It's the same crop in a new dispensation. He's not bringing, He didn't have corn in this age and then over here decided to make watermelon. It's the same thing again. He brought the original seed in that first age. Absolutely, they had the same thing we have now. They had the same quickening power we have now. They had the same manifestation.
Amen.
It's not a different God. It was the same God then. But what happened? They deviated from the Word. In Ephesians 8, just a little. And when you start leaning the tree, that's where it's going to start heading. Now, the bride of Christ has always still been the elect of God. It's never changed in any age. They've only had a certain word in certain ages. They only could live so much. But that first age was given the original blueprint.
Amen.
It was given what we just read here. How many knows that? Peter quotes the same scripture I was just talking about, where he says, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Peter was able to say, this is that.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. No, that wasn't the kind of revelation Peter had. This is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. I wasn't reading Joel this week. The revelation's come.
Amen.
That this thing that you think is making us drunk and acting a little crazy, this thing that makes me smile when, yes, my world's falling apart, This thing that just happens to show up right when the bills ain't going to get paid. The thing that you thought I was crazy for holding on to. Why are you holding on to that, old God, anyways? Come over here, watch. I'll show you my devil will take care of you. They won't say it's a devil, but you better know as a Christian, if something's pulling you away from the Word of God. Come get this job. You'll miss church all the time. It ain't no big deal.
Right.
And he's got trickier ways than that. Don't worry. He's got ways to get you out of the house of the Lord. I'll tell you, don't go for that devil's lie. I don't believe in it.
Amen.
I believe a man of God, and I understand we have seasons and things, and maybe even got yourself in a mess. You got to work on church and things like that. But if you'll get on your knees and you say, God, I love you. I want to be there. I want to support the work of the Lord, because when I support the work of the Lord, when I support the bride of Christ, I support you.
Amen.
And I want to be there. God will open the door for that man.
Sure will.
Yeah, I've never seen him fail. Just what kind of, are you all in, as we call it?
Right.
Are you all in, or you hold back a few in case it, you know, the bet runs out? No, that's not the way Christianity works. Either throw all, it's a terrible expression, but throw all the chips in or don't play a game.
Amen.
Right. I'm all in. You all in yet?
Amen.
I just give it up. There ain't nowhere else to put my money. If you're going to invest in the Lord.
Amen.
It's got the best returns ever. Jesus said, even if we don't talk about this life, you reap eternal life. But even in this life, you'll reap a hundredfold.
Oh, yeah.
Why? What's that $5 worth, joy? Would you give up $5 to have joy? I think any of us with any sense would say yes. Because when you reap from the Lord, you have things that the world can't find.
Right.
That have money, that have riches, that have cars, that have houses, and they're all trying to find what you and I take for granted.
Yeah.
You wake up, you're not crazy. Maybe you ain't, but I'm talking about in the Lord now.
Amen.
Listen to me now. I saw an interview, and this, I can't even remember when this was, but it was Michael Jackson back in like the 80s, and just felt so bad for him after this point. I really did. He said, you know, me having this conversation, he's talking to the interview, like this personal conversation is more awkward for me than being on the stage. He said, I can't talk one-on-one. I don't know how to do these things. I feel more comfortable on the stage. You ever thought about that? He said, I wanted a good night's sleep. And I believe that's why they said he died or something. He was taking sleep aids and all this stuff. And you and me, go to bed. Lay down. Go to bed like a baby. Why? In the midst of every devil in the world. I don't care. You know, I'm just playing with devils. I got the Lord.
Amen.
And they can't touch me. I've got peace because the Son of Peace is dwelling in my heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I've got something worth rejoicing about. I got something to be happy about. I'm trying to encourage you a little bit tonight. Man. I feel like sometimes I beat you all over the head too much. You know, I do love you. You know, I hope you understand them. One of you do. Thank you. For he hath given you the former reign moderately. I'm sorry, I got to take a drink. I want to keep reading there. And he will cause to come down for you. For who?
Me.
For you. Zion. The bride. Why is the latter rain even falling? It's for the bride. God don't care that it's quickening the rest of this earth. Just as much as you think any farmer is glad that the wheat or the weeds are growing out in his yard with the same rain that's making the wheat grow. Which one does he want? He wants the wheat. He ain't interested in the weeds, but they're there. So if God wants the wheat to grow, he's got to quicken it all. That's why he said, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh.
Right.
But I've got it for a purpose.
Yes.
Right. It's for that weed I'm looking for. It's for the bride of Jesus Christ. It's for the elect of God that I foreknew.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world. And I place them in the end time. And they need quickening power.
Yes.
So I'll send it. Now let's be careful. Let's make sure we don't miss how this comes. He will cause to come down for you the rain. The former rain and the latter rain. In the first month. So we've talked about the former rain. Brother Branham called, or the Hebrew word I believe is mora or something like that. You can look it up. Brother Branham said it's the teaching rain. And we, as far as the teaching goes, I believe that's done. Listen to me now. As far as teaching anything new. But you notice in the latter rain, he still says, I'll still send the former rain. Why? We still learn it. Someone's come on later. We still need taught. It's still, but look, that's not the, it's both. It's got to have the quickening to go with it now. That when before the seals were open, you only could live so much revelation. No! It's been opened now.
Yep. Amen.
Now you can be a son of God like they were in the first age. Yep. And if you really want to break it, like Adam was in the beginning.
Amen.
Is that for you?
Amen.
I didn't say you. Is that for you, Brother John? See, you say amen. That's right. Brother Kent, everyone, I can point around, but you all take it. It don't matter, Brother Andrew says it. Have you accepted that the Word said it? And the Word is Christ. And when you hear that it's Him, it changes everything. You want to get somebody to Christ? Get them to Christ. Not to yourself. Not to a church. Not to an idea. Get them and tell them where they've got to find Him. Repent of your sins or you'll never hear His voice.
Right.
Soften yourself to the Word of God. Let it correct you. Because if you can't handle this correction for this big stuff, there ain't no way you're going to endure to the end.
What?
When He's polishing off the bride of Christ, making her... You look any masterpiece, anything, really, if you build anything, you make a good frame for it, don't you? And then you begin to fill in stuff, and then you begin, at the end, you begin to buff it, smooth it, and make it look nice. And that's how it works. That's how a masterpiece is. And the masterpiece in this age is the bride of Jesus Christ. God was knocking things off in Luther hard. Oh my, he had some big chunks right here. He couldn't see the eye too well. We had to chop that off. But now, it's so close. Listen now. The image that the devil's made is so close, it would deceive the very elect as possible.
Right.
So when God begins to shave the natural eye could not, from a distance, and that's how most people approach the Word, from a distance, and they never see any difference. What's the difference between your church and my church? What's the difference between your idea and this denomination over here? Why? They're looking at it from a distance. They can't see the difference. Praise God for revelation. But we can get close and realize, oh my, this thing's going to bust. This is going to fall. Why? It's hollow. There's no life in it. When one is strong, hard rock, the other one is just blow. I watched this one thing too that this man had taken paper and made sculptures out of it. It's like an accordion. You can break it apart and stuff, but it comes back together, and it looks like a stone sculpture, and it's made of paper. And God will give you a revelation if you listen. That's what I thought. Every denomination, every dead, lifeless church, that's what I see. Oh my, it looks like it. Man, that looks rock hard. It looks like you could never break that with your fist or anything. But my, you go in there and you smash it into pieces. They got to wear special gloves to touch it, right? Don't preach against the women or the men or against sin now. Just get your gloves out and just love Jesus. That's all you got to do. You know, just the one time you bring a little bit of rebuke, you know, quit cussing, poof, there it goes. Quit talking dirty jokes, poof, it goes that way. Not the bride of Christ. Because she's not just a statue, listen to me, you know. She's a living statue, man. Just something that's got life. And she's got a head. And that head is Jesus Christ. And whatever He says goes, and you can't be
it. Amen.
Come on now. The former rain and the latter rain. The floor shall be full of wheat, overflow with wine and oil. And if you know the typology there, there's blessings all around during this. And if you can't see them, I'm telling you, let the latter rain fall. Because you're sitting right in the midst of it and you don't know it. Why? Satan blinded your eyes somewhere. Because I believe with all my heart, and I'll show you what Brother Rand talks about these things, that when the seals were opened, it's such a more important event than we give it weight. Without the seals being open, you would never see yourself in the Word.
Amen.
Without the seals being open, Brother Branham wouldn't have seen himself in the Word.
Amen.
We put him up at Superman status. No. We were all waiting for the Lamb, just like John was.
Amen.
For the Lamb to come and take the book and to loose the seals, because none of us were worthy to do it.
That's right.
But I'm here to tell you, He did it.
Yes.
And He didn't leave it a mystery. He opened the skies and He put His face up there.
Yes.
You know, my son saw that picture and he said, Daddy, that's Jesus. Right. Even a fool doesn't err there. If you just believe the Word for the truth that it is. And the Bible even says He'll descend in a cloud. Come on now. Yes. And here we are. We just kind of, seals are open. Yep, I can read Revelations and I understand it better than Joe Baptist guy down here and get a big old stuffed shirt about it. That ain't what it was for.
Uh-huh.
When you get to see the seals opened up, if you can't see Christ and the bride in every single one of those seals, you're missing the point.
That's right.
When you see the white horse rider, what does it do? It shows you who Christ really is. He's not some man that had to go conquering. He already did it.
Yes. He did.
Like Christ, like Calvary wasn't enough. That's what your interpretation would have to be. Right. He had to get back on a horse and get a bow with no arrows and somehow conquer the earth.
What?
No. When I see Christ come, he's on a white horse with a sword in his hand that came out of his mouth, which is the word of God, not by himself, but with an entire army of people on white horses behind him. An army!
Come on.
Not a bunch of sissies, not a bunch of deceivers. That's the only way to win with a bow with no arrows. You go read it, Revelation 6, that white horse rider. He had a bow with no arrows. And the only way you win that way is you're bluffing. And you're a liar and you're a deceiver. But you give me a man with a strong hand that can whip out a sword and stare you in the face. You know you need to respect him. Or you might die. And this ain't just any sword. Remember what, brother? Said it was feathered and sharp. And I believe that word's still here.
Amen.
People think he put it in the hands of the messenger. Yes, he did. And I'll get to that. But that messenger had a message. And it was meant to go to the bride.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
And we've heard this many times. I'll restore to you the years of the locust, the caterpillar, the cankworm, palmworm, my great army which I sent among you. And we've seen that before. You've heard it taught in the church ages how the original was there, and then these things started to come in and to take away first the power of God out of the church, to make it into rituals. And the Catholic Church took Christianity and mixed it with paganism and began the cycle of death right there. And it came in four stages, we understand, it began to pull away, until where there wasn't even grace for the Christian. If you didn't lay enough money on this altar, you weren't going to make it. And then God began to restore. But do you understand, even those reformations would not hold? It took Malachi 4.
Amen.
Even justification. You can't go on what Luther said in this age. You need a real revelation of justification. Yep. That you were justified before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll never have enough faith to walk into the Holy Ghost. Come on now, you've got to know that you know that when you were unlovable, when you were unacceptable, Christ died for you because he had to, because you were a part of him.
Amen.
And for you to die, he would die as well.
Right.
And that leads you into having enough faith to say, you know what? I don't have to sin. I can live sanctified because Christ made me this way.
Yes.
And if Christ could live sanctified, so can I by him.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying now? And then, oh my, the Holy Ghost and the power of God and feeling His presence, that's just the children's bread. That's the rain that's coming, not for the world, it's for me.
Yeah.
It's to quicken me. It's to give me joy. That fruit that comes out, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Oh, we hate that one. But it's there if you'll just let the Spirit bring it.
Yeah.
We just go feeding on everything else, wonder, well, why can't I long suffer from somebody? Get in the latter rain. Get in the rain of the hour, the Word of God going forth. That is what is feeding our souls. That is the rain that's quickening that Word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's restored it. He didn't say it would come in a different time. He said, I will send you Elijah.
Yes,
come on.
Yep.
Jesus said, Elijah shall surely come and restore all things.
Amen.
And Peter even says, I believe it's in Acts 3, until the restitution of all things, the restoration of all things, Jesus cannot come because the bride must be ready.
Amen.
And how can you get a harvest without a latter rain? You understand, the latter rain is to come to make the crop mature.
Amen. Yes, sir.
To make it ready for harvest. You told me you believe we're in the end time, and then you start seeing a lot of rain, and people act like there ain't nothing going on. If we're in the end time, there's got to be a rain to quicken the seed back to maturity.
Amen.
And if it's not here, how are we going to get there? Let me show you this. I'm just going to have to skip ahead a little bit. I'm already winning half on just that scripture there. Brother Bram says this in Pergamon Church Age. Listen now. Now I want you to be very careful here and see this. God has promised that the end time, Malachi 4, is going to be fulfilled. It has to be, for it is the Spirit-quickened Word of God spoken by the prophet Malachi. Jesus referred to it It is just before Christ comes the second time. By the time Jesus comes, all scriptures must be fulfilled.
Amen.
The Gentile dispensation will be in its last church age when that messenger of Malachi comes. He will be right with the word. We all say amen.
Amen.
He will take the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He will start at the serpent seed and carry on to the messenger in the latter rain.
Come on. Come on.
How many messengers are there? All together, I'm saying there's seven. You all know that. But for this age, there's one. Unless you believe in an eighth messenger, that man was Brother Branham. The messenger in the latter rain. Are you hearing me now? For you to put the latter rain as something beyond the message that God sent is saying there needs to be another messenger. Amen. I hope I'm making a strong point here because I intend to. We need to know where we are.
Amen.
That God is quickening the bride. He's bringing her to the maturity she needs to be as a whole. Look, I'm talking about the bride universal now, because remember, the way God deals with His church is the same way He deals with an individual. So just because you're not, you think, well, I'm just coming or I'm just starting and all these things. I'm not saying God ain't still doing that. I'm saying when you're part of the end of it. Because I believe we're at the end time. And if you're the last one of the whole body of Christ, yeah, you got to grow just the same way the rest of us did. And we'll wait here until every part's ready.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe that with all my heart. God don't take His children and kill them. He saves them.
Yeah.
And if there's one left, we'll stay here.
Yeah.
Would you leave your one child out there? I don't care if you got 50. Would you just let him out there and die? No, not if you're a real father. And you give me a better father than God. A father that could say, a mother might forget her suckling babe, but I can't forget you. Your names are imprinted in my hands.
Amen. Right.
Now let me keep reading there. He has to be, for that is history repeating itself from the time of Ahab. Israel's history under Ahab is happening right here in America, where the prophet of Malachi appears. As Israel left Egypt to worship in freedom, pushed out the natives, raised up a nation and great leaders like David, and then put an Ahab on the throne with a Jezebel behind him to direct. So have we done this very same in America. Now bring it home. Our forefathers left for this land to worship and live in freedom. If you didn't take a history class, that's why we came here the first time. We wanted to serve God without somebody, some church pushing us around. They pushed back the natives, the Indians, and took over the land. Mighty men like Washington and Lincoln were raised up, but after a while, other men of such poor caliber succeeded these worthy men that soon an Ahab was set in the presidential chair with a Jezebel behind him to direct him. It is at such a time as this that the messenger of Malachi must come. Then, in the latter rain, will come a Mount Carmel showdown.
Amen.
And in order to have a Mount Carmel showdown, you got to have an Elijah. Do you think this message has already beat out the denominations or not? Come on now. Now, we're part of this. I'm Elisha. I hope that's okay. But I've got the same anointing. I've got the same signs, the same wonders. I believe the same words. I can throw down my mantle and say, where's the God of Elijah? And the same sign happens that happened when Elijah was here. Isn't that right?
Sure.
Hallelujah. But I believe this has already shown that the denominations don't have it anymore. They've left it. They've given it up. For what? For what? And they're beginning to realize, oh man, what did we do? When you leave the Word and you begin to realize the ramifications of that on your life for doing so, there's many men that have looked at their churches in this last day and thought, oh, the good old days. Oh man, I can remember when we preached something like that and you just have thousands up here. And just even worship, we used to be able to really get in the Spirit. And just now it's you barely get anybody to move. And it's just hard enough to get anybody to even come to church. And nobody even pays their tithes. We can't even support the ministry. Come on now.
What?
You're supposed to pay your tithes. That ain't even your money. That's not even the church's money. That's God's money.
Amen.
Amen. The latter rain will come, a Mount Carmel showdown. Watch this carefully now to see it in the Word. John was the forerunner of Malachi 3. He planted the former rain and was rejected by the organizations of his day. Jesus came and had a Mount Transfiguration showdown. The second forerunner, Christ, will sow for the latter rain. It's already planted.
Amen.
That's what he said. It was already planted before the seals. Come on, he said they're already sown. The latter rain. Jesus will be the showdown. Jesus will be the showdown between the denominations and creeds, for he will come back up. He will come to back up his word and take his bride in the rapture. The first showdown was Mount Carmel. The second was Mount Transfiguration. The third will be Mount Zion.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And the whole body's going.
Where's Jesus?
You say, you think Brother Branham's coming back? You think, I think all the saints come back. I plan on seeing them. Because the dead in Christ shall rise first, but we're all going together.
Amen.
Because then we'll go to meet the Lord up in the air.
Right.
Amen. And I'm looking forward to every day.
Yes, sir.
Because he'll come as a thief in the night. And the only ones that can be ready are those that are looking for him.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not looking for him, it's time to check up. Something wrong on the inside. Something wrong, because if you're in love, oh my, could you imagine if you're in love with your nice little sweetheart wife, and then you got to leave. Or we'll say it the other way, because we're the wife now. We're the ones, and husband says he's got to go. And he might have to go to war or something like that. Never know when he might come back. If you're really in love, oh, you can't hardly go to bed without looking out that window. Is he coming tonight?
Sure.
And that's what will happen to a Christian that really falls in love with Christ. He's looking for
him. Amen.
Now, you've got Christ inside. I understand that, but I want to see his face.
Amen.
I want to, oh my, I can't wait to just give him a big hug. Can you? Saying he got time for that? He's got time for that.
Yes, he does.
He's got time for it now, if you like to talk to him.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. The strange behavior of Moses, Elijah, and John withdrawing from the people into seclusion left many confused. They did not realize that it was because their messages had been rejected. But the seed had been sown. The planting was over. Judgment was next. They had served their purpose as a sign to the people, so judgment was next. I believe in Revelation 13:16 that the bride will have to stop preaching, for the beast is demanding the mark in the hand or forehead if permission to preach is to be granted. Denominations will take the mark or be forced to quit preaching. Then the Lamb will come for his bride and judge the great harlot.
Amen.
So what's our mission this day? What is it? We're not here to bring some new thought. We're here to bring what was brought. And God has restored his word, and the quickening power is in the same word that was sown. Because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
And I believe that's here. I don't believe we're waiting for some rain to come later on. It's in the word that was already brought. There's not another messenger to come. Don't you dare make me one or something crazy stupid like that. I believe that we are here as witnesses to what God has restored.
Amen.
The only reason, in my heart, I believe this with everything I can, the only reason we're still here is there's a soul, a thirsty soul out there that is ready to come back to Christ.
Amen.
If you're in Christ, I'm sorry, we're not waiting on you.
Right.
I believe you're in.
Yes, sir.
We get this idea that we've got to mature and become, and I understand that we've got to ripen and things, but a lot of times our maturity is something that, you know, it's just perfection in your flesh. We're not waiting on that.
Dude,
that ain't going to happen.
Right.
If we're waiting on that, let's get the tombs ready, because we're going to die.
Right.
You giving up on that idea? That's not the perfection Christ is talking about.
No,
he's talking about being in him.
Yes.
And staying in him by faith. And not going out and going to things.
Right.
But staying in Christ. Staying in the Word. How? When you do wrong, you repent.
Amen.
It's because you're staying in the Word. That's what the Word told me to do.
Yes.
Now, you've got to believe that. That's the problem. You can say amen, but it's got to be in the inside that, Lord, I believe that for myself.
Exactly.
Amen.
Let me read you another quote here. Laodicean church age. Remember, we have shown clearly all through the ages that even as Adam and Eve fell because they left the Word, so the Ephesian age fell by turning slightly from the Word, until with every age continuing to turn away. That's exactly what it is, that tree leaning over. You know, at first you probably could have looked right at it and not noticed, but the eye of God works in perfection. He knew it was leaning.
Yeah.
And it tilts it all the way over until you eventually kill it. Exactly what the devil's playing with. Slightly turning from the Word until the very age continuing to turn away, we have a final repudiation of the Word by the world church system. You give me somebody else. Not only, I mean, I believe the Roman Catholic Church is the Antichrist. I don't think that's too hard to put together. I've seen many men say, what other city's on seven hills? What other man tries to exalt himself to be God in the place of God and is worshiped like God? I mean, there's just too many signs that you just read in Revelation that points to Rome, points to Rome, points to Rome. But you give me a man that would tell you exactly how he takes over and watch it happening as it is right now. That he would bring all the systems together. You don't think this is going on, you ain't paying attention because he's doing it. He's doing a good job at it too on that side of things. Why? Not having a moral backbone. Doesn't matter. Not worried about playing some system. We're here to win. Mm-hmm. And we gotta cheat, we gotta steal, we gotta lie. The Antichrist is gonna act like the devil because he's gonna eventually be the devil incarnate. It doesn't matter. We're in to win. And they'll change doctrines, they'll change their thoughts on this and that. Doesn't matter if there's a God, there's not a God, what's it matter? I even heard this Pope say something that I think of, that creation, you know, it had to be evolution because God's not like a magician and things that can just do magic and all this. And I'm like, then how did the virgin birth get here? What are you talking about? What do you believe in? Wait, did you just say that about God? He can't do what he wants? You obviously got a different God than I do. But see why? They need to appeal to the everyone. You get the Mohammedan and then Islam and Buddha and everything. And then the Catholic and the Protestant and everything else. Because they're diluting so much on the Word that they don't think they're giving up anything. Because in all reality, they're not. They already gave it up. When you leave the Word slightly, you've left it all. It's just as much as you're cheating on your wife one time. I'm sorry, you're an adulterer. You say, it was just once. At least I didn't do it 1,000 times like this. Does not matter. That's just as much as saying I shouldn't get convicted of murder if I only kill one guy. At least I'm not Hitler. It doesn't matter. If you're guilty, you're guilty.
All right.
That's how most people treat their sin. Well, at least I didn't do this or I didn't do that. Well, did you sin? Yes. Well, then you're a sinner. What happens to the sinner? They go to hell. Well, that's where you're at right now. You need a change.
All right.
Amen. Amen. This Laodicean age ends in a blackout of the Word, thereby causing a departure of the Lord from the midst. He stands outside calling to his own who follow him by obedience to the Word. After a short and powerful demonstration of the Spirit, this little hunted, persecuted group will go to be with Jesus.
Amen.
And I believe we're in this season now. I'm not exalting me. I think you understand that by now. I don't believe in that. But what you see God doing in this place, service after service, what you see Him do in Bluffton, service after service, what you see God doing in every place that is standing for the truth, it's doing things that goes unnoticed three times because we're looking for the wrong thing. We should have our eyes on the Word being fulfilled.
Amen.
And when it is, every single time you think that'd do something to our faith. But if God don't answer this one thing I want in this one particular way, just the way I've got it set up, our faith just is like a balloon. I believe this short demonstration, we're in the midst of it right now. And I believe we're on the end of it. And I don't think it can be much longer. But I'm ready to say, let's just let it fall. Lord, just quicken it. Just so quicken me, Lord, to where this life is so vibrant that everything of death just can't even get in. You give me a plant, and as little as it can be, it doesn't matter. I got mustard seeds right here. We know what Jesus said about that. If you plant one of these babies in the ground, you'll get something that'll push concrete out of the way. You'll get something that if you give it time, it'll bring down a skyscraper.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If you would leave the world alone and let vegetation begin to do what it wants to do, you wouldn't find no humanity's image in here in no time at all. It'd wipe it out. Why? Because life is the strongest power.
Amen.
And when life comes in here and discerns our hearts and shows us what we're wrong.
Amen.
When it comes here and it calls out sickness and it heals those and knows what you're thinking about and tells you how to get it right. And what are we looking for? What else could we possibly be looking for from God? All we're doing is not basking in what God has given us, and that's why we're not being quickened.
Right.
That's it. That's all it is. You're throwing your own unbelief over yourself because the message doesn't bring unbelief. It is the message to the latter rain, to the original seed, and it is here now.
Amen.
James says this, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain." Same promise. "Be ye also patient." Listen now. "Establish your hearts." That's where we need to be.
Right.
"For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Look, the husbandman is God. He planted this thing a long time ago. He's been waiting a lot longer than you and me. I think we can hold out a few more years. If it takes that long. That's what we think. Well, if it was really, even those that were in the message towards the end and those that have fallen away since, and it's been 50 years, that's too long. You don't even know the slightest idea of patience yet. You're not even close, because if you've got the patience of God, you stay until.
Amen.
Because God said it. It has to happen. And if there has to be a bride of Christ. Who many believes that?
Amen.
How many believes you're part of the bride of Christ?
Amen.
And if you do, then you have to be what the bride was prophesied to be.
Right.
And if you don't find yourself there tonight, listen to me. You might be the only reason we're still sitting here.
Amen.
It's a serious time.
Yes.
And I've taken my time. I haven't been too long, but I haven't been going too fast. Because I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying. I believe that God is moving in this last day. I believe every day it's just more pressure of the power of God is here. And the pressures of the world, but it brings such a pressure of faith to go against it. There's just something on the inside I can believe like never before. Why? Because the challenge of the enemy has to be usurped by the power of God, or else God fails. But we know what the Bible said. When the flood would come, the Lord would raise a standard that we could stand on and be safe.
Amen.
Amen. And every time the devil comes, you've got to have faith to get up on there.
Uh-huh.
You can't climb Jacob's ladder with doubt in your heart.
Nope.
You can't climb it trying to earn every rung. You've got to grab it because somebody called out your name and said, "Jacob, come here. I'm not calling you Jacob no more. I will call you Israel. I will not call you Roy anymore. I will call you Mrs. Jesus Christ."
Amen.
And that'll give you faith to get your hand on that rail and say, "Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Heart trouble, don't care. Grabbing the rung, gonna keep walking. Back trouble, I don't care. Gonna keep walking. Sin, devil trying to get me to lust and quit on the word, I don't care. I've got faith. I'm gonna keep pulling up Jacob's ladder because I believe in who I am. I'm not Andrew. I'm a part of the bride of Jesus Christ, and I've got to make it back up there. Because that's where I came from."
Amen. Yes, sir.
And where I come from is where I'm going.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me read a few quotes here, and I'll wrap this up. So I think you're understanding what we're getting at. "Oh, praise God." I'm reading now. "Our shepherd never leaves us or forsakes us. When nighttime comes, I want to be in his fold. I want to be in his care. Now then, we see that Jesus is the door. He's the door of the sheep. And notice that he speaks now of the door opening. What is it but a revelation of him?" Come on now. And that revelation is opening us, that revelation is opening up to bring us strength.
Yes.
To illuminate the word and glorify his name. It was in the midst of the two last ages that the revelation of Jesus Christ blossomed out before us. Yes, we knew he was God. How else could he be our Savior but to know that he was only God, or God alone, that he was Alpha and Omega, that this Jesus was both Lord and Christ, making him Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all one person that had been lost since the first ages, but now we are seeing it again. You might wonder why I'm going that way. I'll get there. But the revelation of Godhead is back. Now the true church can build in strength again.
Amen.
You've got to know who you're worshiping before you can worship right. You've got to know who you're serving before you can serve right. You've got to know who you're in love with before you marry them.
Right.
And if you don't know who this God is, how can you marry him?
Right.
If you don't call him by his right name, I don't think he'd respond. Would you? If you say, high school math teacher, come here. You probably won't get me to turn around. Why? That's not my name. That's just what I am. A lot of people call God by one of his attributes that he is. You know, he is Jehovah Jireh. He is El Shaddai and all these things. And, but you got to call him by name. He's got a name. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the true church can build its strength again. After all this time, she finally knows who her Lord is. Once again, we are baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as we did just at Pentecost. Now let me skip over here. Now I'm not, and he talks about a dream, but I want to skip ahead now. Oneness of the Godhead is all the way from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. But the people have been blinded by an unscriptural dogma of the Trinity. And that dogma is so universally accepted that to try to see a one God person is all but impossible. If people can't see the truth of the Godhead but fight it, they can't see, or they can't ever see the rest of the truth, because the revelation is Jesus Christ in his church and his works in the midst of the church for the seven ages.
Amen.
You see me now? Does this make more sense? In order for us to see who we are, we have to know who our husband is, because that's where we came from.
Yes.
And this age that's been restored.
Yes.
Have you accepted that for yourself?
Yes.
I just have to keep coming back to that for some reason. You've got to know who he is and who you are because of who he is and what he will do because of who you are in him.
Amen.
Yeah. If you feel unquickened, you can't stay that way. You've got to be quickened. If you feel empty, you can't stay that way. You've got to be filled. And God predestinated a rain.
Amen.
A former and a latter rain that would come in this age. He sent a messenger to bring you. And it's here. And for any soul that will receive it, it will quicken the word of God.
Amen.
To where you don't have to call the preacher to get someone healed.
Nope.
If the knee comes to your door, don't call me up. Because I'm going to tell you, you pray for him. And you know what the sad part is? A lot of people don't have the faith they need. And for me as a minister, that's not something I go around gloating about. It's something, Lord, what have I done wrong that the people don't get it yet? And I'm not trying to lift me up. I've just been there. I've been there before when I was with some deacons and they all went to pray for somebody, didn't get healed. I went and prayed for him, he got well. Where's the faith? And as far as I'm concerned, if you're a deacon, you have to have faith.
Uh-huh.
You're not qualified.
That's right.
They said, go find men full of faith in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And if they don't have it, they're not deacons.
That's right.
They might have a title, but that don't mean anything.
Right.
Same with a minister of God. If he doesn't believe in all nine spiritual gifts,
right.
If he doesn't believe in the power of God, he doesn't have faith to operate the word of God, he's not a minister.
That's right.
He's being an imposter.
That's right.
I know that's strong, but it's truth. And you as a Christian,
amen.
Call yourself a Christian,
amen.
You have to be like Christ.
Amen.
And if you ain't got faith to raise the dead and to heal the sick and to cast out devils, something's wrong with your experience.
Amen.
You say, well, I believe it. That's good. I'm not telling you not to. Yeah, you should believe it. But you've got to believe it to the point where God sent me to do this too.
Right.
When you're at home and your children sick, what's the option?
Come on.
Right.
I'm not saying don't go to the doctor or anything like that, but are you going in faith or are you scared?
Come on now,
help us. When it gets tough on the job or wherever, are you operating in fear? When you pray for loved ones, do you operate in fear?
Why?
It won't happen that way. It's got to be faith. When you serve God, are you afraid he's going to kill you all the time? You're not walking in faith. I'll tell you right now, you're not pleasing the Lord. And I guarantee you didn't see no miracles walking like that.
Right.
But if you can recognize a revelation of grace, who I am and what God promised to do for me because of it, all the burden fall away.
Amen.
They try to put one on you. The devil, the world will. It'll stack it on you. Don't worry about that. But you ain't got to carry it alone.
Amen.
You got someone in you that knows how to just hold it up there for you. And as long as it's 1 inch above me, I won't feel it. He said, no, Jesus, if you really loved me, I wouldn't even see this. It wouldn't even bother me at all. I would never have to worry about lust or have to worry about temptation. That ain't how love works. The point is that even if it's there, you don't listen to it.
Amen.
Because that's not who you are.
Right.
You've sold out. You've given over. You're in love with someone else. And that man promised you a ladder ring.
Amen.
You want to walk in it today?
Amen.
Say, Lord, pour it on me. Let me receive your word. Quicken it until all I see is Christ in my life. Is that your desire? Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Sweep over my soul, David. F. I don't remember what number. Let me see. 134. A little simple chorus here. 134. Thank you, Lord. 15 minutes. Got time to worship.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Sweep over my soul.
Tomorrow, it's not 10 years from now. The time for you to do what God wants you to do is now. Hallelujah. If God promised it, you have to believe it. You don't have to walk in bondage anymore. You're free. You're already free. What you're doing is walking around the circle pretending you've got a chain on. And you don't, because Christ took it from you. But if you don't find yourself there, you're caged up. Tonight's the night. Repent of your ways. Look, they didn't enter the land because they weren't good enough. They didn't enter because of unbelief. They didn't believe God. You've got to believe God for yourself. Especially if you got grace to wear modest clothes, to look modest, to carry yourself like a Christian, not flirt with the things of the world, be holy and pure before God, spend your extra time in prayer, not behind a phone, not behind a laptop. God, help us. Help each one of us. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. Hallelujah. Brother, you the same. We ain't under no different dispensation. We got the same thing. You got something to make you more clean and pure? Stay away from that filth of the world. Pretty girl on every side. I understand, brother, but we are given more power than that. Time to cast away imaginations. Cast away reasoning. Cast away doubt and fear. And be Christians by the Spirit that God has given us. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost tonight, it's your fault. I'll tell you that, because the Holy Ghost is here, and there's so much pressure in this room for you to receive it, that if you leave here without it, it's your fault. There's no more ignorance. You know how to get it. You've got to dodge your sins. You've got to let go of your ways. You can't come to God with pride. You've got to humble yourself. Say, Lord, I'm wrong. I've done wrong. I've just lived wrong. I need a conversion. I need a change. I'm not taking the Holy Ghost away from those that's received it. I'm saying for those that haven't found Him yet. Don't walk. He said, if you'll open up your heart, I'll come in and sup with you. But you've got to have the faith to receive that. Let me quote you the scripture. He that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Doesn't just seek Him because of trying to get a free get out of hell card. But seek Him because they're trying to find their lover. They're finding the one that their heart desires. That down on the core, you know that you don't love anyone like Jesus. Your brother leave you, your father, your mother, wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, son, daughter, son-in-law, brother-in-law. When you break it all down, as long as I still have Jesus, I can live on. If you find yourself there, you might be in love. But if you need Jesus plus this, Jesus plus that thing of the world, this thing and that thing, some of you know ain't going to be in heaven. Oh, Christian brother, sister, it's time to let go of that. Hallelujah. I encourage you to be sincere more than you've ever been before. Don't hold back when it comes to approaching God. Give Him your all. Give Him your all. Thank you, Lord. Now, with every eye closed as it is, I want to ask you a serious question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And has He filled you with His Spirit? If He has, praise Him. If He hasn't, raise your hand and say, Lord, that's me. But I'm here now to receive it from You. The Word's still calling. There's got to be souls still to find. Not me calling. The Word's calling. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Sister. Thank You, Lord. No doubt. No fear. No doubt. Don't think on nothing else. Think on the Word of God. Think of where you came from, brother, sister. Either on a bar stool somewhere, out of the things of the world. Pornography, drinking, smoking, cussing. Spend all night on something that you know is filth now. Nothing in your heart even wants it. Can't hardly take it when you're running out. Makes you want to throw up. What happened? You met Jesus Christ. And He changed you. Even if you falter from that, I'm telling you, there's only one road back. Just repent. Have faith. Believe God. Don't doubt. But one man was at least honest enough to tell Jesus, Lord, help my unbelief. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we so appreciate you coming tonight, Lord God. Without your presence here, Lord, I, as a minister, I have no idea what to do. But when you're here, everything just makes sense. And I know your Spirit's here now. I know you've led me to say the things that I have. And not just for my own benefit, as I appreciate your word, Lord. Thank you for feeding my soul. But I believe the word goes forth for others. I pray for each one that's in here. Not even passing the children, Lord God. We don't know how many years we have left. But Lord, we want to redeem the time tonight. And say, Father, if there's one heart in here that's got just an ounce of blackness anywhere, may the Holy Spirit come into that heart. Take away that dark thing and fill it with light. Play the token over our little ones. They might not understand it, but Lord, we're going to take them with us. Our family, it's on our hearts, Lord, that you put on our hearts. We believe, Father. Believe that token's over them. Lord, we know you'll get them because you promised to. For each one that's here, may this word take root like never before. Of where we are in time, what you've called us to do, Lord. Help us to be ever faithful in what you've called us, from the minister down to the janitor. Help us to be faithful. Help us to not pass over an opportunity to share the word with a hungry soul. Help us to not get so preoccupied with the things of this life that we forget about the world to come. We don't give any effort for eternal riches. We thank you for dying for us, Lord. Thank you for the blood that made a way for us to come back to you. We're forever grateful, Lord, and we'll sing the praises through eternity. But tonight we want to start from our hearts just thanking you with all that we know. With all my heart, Father, I know the word doesn't go out void. It has a purpose. And I pray that purpose be fully fulfilled tonight in every person. Whether it is salvation granted by thy Spirit, whether it is just a filling of the Holy Ghost, a filling of joy and peace granted in this place. If it's healing of the body, of the mind, or of the soul, in the name of Jesus Christ, I claim it for this group of people here tonight. We accept your word. We believe it to be so, but we ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Just worship Him. Even if you don't know it, just worship Him right now. Sing is just a part of worship.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full at His wonderful face.
Look at Him tonight.
At the things covered with a strange in the light of His glory.
Just surrender yourselves to the Lord. Let Him use you for His glory.
Offering tonight.
worship him for a little bit. Thank you, blessed God.
I love you, blessed Father. Glory to thy name,
worship your holy name.
Thank you, blessed Jesus. Thank you,
worthy Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. How we love you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I bless thy name.
The Spirit's here. Let him use you tonight.
How we love
you. Thank you, blessed
Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Glory to bless the name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, blessed
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise thy name.
Hallelujah.
How we love you, Lord. We adore you, blessed Father.
Praise
you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
How we love you, Father.
I'll sing in the Spirit. I'll praise him.
Hallelujah.
I'll praise in the Spirit.
Blessed be the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
I'll do
how we adore
Spirit.
You, Lord.
The Spirit's
glory
here.
To Jesus.
Thank his name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
possible.
Father. Hallelujah,
all
Jesus. Thank you, blessed
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord
glory.
Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. How we
glory.
Praise you. How we adore you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
How we honor and give
Hallelujah.
You glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, blessed Jesus.
Don't doubt, don't
Father,
fear.
We believe in you.
That never-failing presence
Jesus.
Will be with us
thank
in the end
you,
of the world.
Lord Jesus. Blessed be the
promises
name of
the to the bride of Christ.
How we
Hallelujah.
Love you. Oh, victory.
Hallelujah.
I'm free, Lord. I'm free to worship.
Thank
I'm
you,
free
Lord.
To praise. I'm
glory
free
to God.
To
enter right
places.
Into that.
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord
I'm
Jesus.
Free, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I'm not bound to this earth.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
I'm not bound
praise
to this body.
Lord.
Lord, I am free
thank
to worship you in spirit
Lord.
And truth.
Thank
oh,
you
how we love you. I glory
to God in the
name, Lord Jesus.
Blessing
and honor, glory and power
name.
To you, O great King.
Let your spirit
Savior,
have its
Lord
way,
Jesus.
Lord.
How we love you,
rain
Father.
Rain on us, Father.
Thank you, blessed Lord Jesus.
Thank you, for
Jesus.
Us, Father.
How we praise
thank you, Lord Jesus.
How we love you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
My.
How I
oh,
love
my.
You, Father.
Oh my, that shower's all over this place. Receive it for yourself. Say, Lord, that's mine. That's mine. I don't want that just to be when I'm at church. Let that go home with me. Let that be on my bedside when I'm depressed. Lord Jesus, I believe this for myself. When I'm sitting there wondering who I am, may this come back and reassure me that I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Oh, praise
oh,
his name.
Yes,
Lord,
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 thank
glory,
you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise his name. All your words.
Oh, yes, Lord word. Jesus, I praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's worship, let's worship. Go ahead.
Oh, I have decided.